For our guests, with COVID over the last few years, been a lot of tragedies, a lot of things changed. At one time, Tina Travis, Carol Morgan, Tina Rucker, Tanisa, and some other volunteers managed to put together a youth group from all cultural backgrounds, biracial, Hispanic, and broken homes, and all, 25 kids. And the church allowed us to buy a bus, and they would pick them up in the morning, bring them to church and feed them, because sometimes they didn't get any breakfast where they lived. And then we would come over here to Big Church, as they called it, and after church, Travis and Tina and all them, they would go back over to the fellowship hall. If you've never been in the fellowship hall, you'll see the fellowship hall. One part of it is set up like a praise and worship. Travis taught them musical instruments, and we had a band called the Garage Band with praise and worship. But since COVID, we weren't able to do some of the things that we used to do, not because we didn't want to. We could, you know, Tina and Travis are only two people, and we lost all of our volunteers and different things. So Travis met the youth pastor over Capital City Church of God, and they developed a relationship. Now for almost 2 years, he and Tina pick them up, as many as come out of the door, and they go over there Wednesday night in fellowship with Capital City Church of God. So we maintain contact, we maintain the group, but we don't have them here physically in the church, and our prayer is for 23 that some of these things will change and we can get back to whatever normal is, and some people will step forward to help us. And we've been planting seeds all around, and we know God will provide.